Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. We have a lot to deal with. The continuing discussion involving this Dot Heffron, who as of today is still a member of the Chesterfield County School Board. It is disgusting to think that she is still a member of the Chesterfield County School Board. But it is also, well, it's problematic for many because many of us are looking at what she did. She celebrated the murder of Charlie Kirk, and she did it on her social media pages. It was, to put it mildly, disgusting. I cannot think of any other way to describe it. You've seen it. We've talked about it. I've shared it with you. Over the weekend, I am going to assume, although I maybe that's dangerous. Maybe that's dangerous. Maybe I won't assume. But my suspicion is that she probably chatted with an attorney who said, well, you don't have to quit. And you're elected, so you can't actually be removed, really. And so there you go. I don't know what's happening. People have asked me about her employment. A lot of people over on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, because it was fairly common knowledge that she was the director of women's philanthropy for the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond. Let me say a couple of things on that quickly, because I have been made aware that people were making threats against her. I will tell you, as sure as I sit here, I think she's a disgusting excuse for a human being. I don't think any decent person celebrates the murder of someone, but she did. And so she's an awful human being. And she should absolutely be held accountable for what she has said. And if that includes losing her job, it includes losing her job. I'm not going to shed any tears. And hopefully her removal as well from the Chesterfield County School Board. What she should not receive, nor should her family receive, are threats in any way. Some folks have apparently also threatened members of the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond. Gang, I would find it highly unlikely, very improbable, that anybody listening to this program would have made a threat against anyone. But if you know someone who did, and they are actually threatening members of the Jewish Federation, you got to report them to law enforcement. Period. End of story. There's nobody over there that's supporting her. The official statement from the Federation is that she is on administrative leave. She's been suspended. I don't do predictions, but if I did predictions, I think she's probably spent her last day in that office. So now let's talk about her absolutely further disgusting comments. Quote, as a statement from Dodd Heffron. I want to directly address a social media post I recently made that has caused understandable hurt and concern. The words I shared were wrong, and I take full responsibility for them. That's not true, but let's go on. I deeply regret the pain that my post has caused. It was never my intention to make light of violence, except it was your entire intention. Your entire intention was to make light of violence. Your entire post was celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk. How could it not be your intention? You wrote it? I didn't write it. You decided that it was the right thing to do. I mean, really? Quote, call me old-fashioned, but I remember when we used to be okay with shooting Nazis. You wrote that, lady, not me. Well, I never intended that to make like a violence. Kiss my rear end. You're full of crap. I never suggest, it was never my intention to make light of violence or to suggest that harm to anyone is ever acceptable, except that was your entire message. Your entire message was that you believe Charlie Kirk was a Nazi, which for the record is even more insulting because you are Jewish. And I'm sitting here as a Jewish guy, Dot, who lost family to actual Nazis. You insult their memory. Oh, it's never my intention to make light of violence or suggest that harm to anyone is ever acceptable. Yeah, it was. That's what your entire intention was. All of your intentions put together was to claim that Charlie Kirk was a Nazi and that therefore it was okay to murder him. You are disgusting. As an elected official and as someone entrusted with the responsibility of supporting students, families, and educators, I should have shown better judgment. You want to show some better judgment, lady? Submit your resignation now. Quit. I especially want to extend my sincerest condolences to the family, friends, and loved ones of Charlie Kirk. If I were Charlie Kirk's family, I would tell you to take a freaking hike. Regardless of political differences, every life is valuable, except according to you, it's not. Every loss is devastating, and yet you, in your twisted, disgusting style, celebrated the murder of a young father. My words failed to honor that truth. Oh, is that what your words did? They failed to honor it? How about this? How about you put on a big old smiley face and celebrated that kid's murder? Disgusting. I can't imagine that there's any parent with a child in the Chesterfield County Public Schools who's going to feel comfortable with this woman making a single flipping decision. My words fail to honor that truth, and I am truly sorry. No, you're not. No, you're sorry that, well, you're paying the price for your disgusting, vile, abhorrent comments. Because I believe accountability matters, and out of respect for the Clover Hill District constituents who elected me, I have decided to resign my position on the Chesterfield County School Board effective December 31st, 2025. This timing ensures the operational process of identifying and appointing an interim representative who can move forward smoothly without disruption. Listen, ma'am, here's what your hope is. Let's just call it out as it is. You are a big-time operative for Abigail Spanberger, and your sincere hope is that you continue to campaign for Ms. Spanberger, that she will be elected governor, and she will be able to find a patronage spot for you, since it does appear as if you may very well be losing your paid job as well. She goes on to say, my decision to step aside comes from the same place as my apology.
Uh-huh.
In other words, pulled from your ear. I do not want my mistake to overshadow the vital work happening in our schools or districts. Okay, so then quit today. Get your stuff and get out. Although I have been told that you've already gotten out, right? I have been told that Dot Heffron is, she's gone away somewhere. This decision does not diminish my commitment to education or to this community. To those I have hurt and disappointed, I offer my heartfelt apology. Dot, submit your resignation today. You have one opportunity to demonstrate that there is a single shred of decency within you. This is it. Resign. Resign from the Chesterfield County School Board today. Do not waste any time. Don't think about doing it tomorrow. Do it right now. Absolutely disgusting. Given that she probably won't follow my advice, I will tell you this, that at 5:35, former federal prosecutor Joe Moreno is going to be with us. And we will be discussing what is available, what is actually available to citizens here in my beloved Commonwealth to remove an elected official. Okay? It involves a petition process to the circuit court. There are all sorts of steps involved, so we're going to find out what is involved. And I would say, if you are in Chesterfield County and you are disgusted and dismayed by Dot Heffron, Democrat, can we also mention that for the record? Big-time Democrat, one of the leaders of the Chesterfield County Democrats, one of the most active, visible parts of the Virginia Democrats, an unbelievably strong supporter of Abigail Spanberger, Ghazala Hashmi, and Jay Jones. Let the record reflect that, Your Honor. Yes, you do have a mechanism in Chesterfield County to remove Democrat Dot Heffron from the school board. I'll get the details for you. And, if I were in Chesterfield, that's exactly what I would do. All right, quick reminder, our James River Air text line is always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Coming up at 4:35, take a look at what's going on with the markets, and it seems to be pretty good. Carl Carlson is going to be here, 5:35, Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, is going to be with us. And at 5:20, I've got a pair of tickets for you to go and see Brian Kilmeade at the Dominion Energy Center. That's coming up on September the 27th. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday, and we'll be chatting with Carl Carlson in a couple of moments. Carl joins us every Monday afternoon. We talk about finances.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Markets seem to be doing pretty well. I'd imagine that's good for most of us. We'll get a little insight from Carl. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, Dot Heffron needs to go right now. She's only sorry because people are calling her out. Dot Heffron is being selfish by staying until December. Question for Dot, how much work do you think the Chesterfield County School Board can actually get done? Your presence will be nothing but a distraction. Totally agree with you. Larry in Chesterfield says, hey, Jeff, give her hell. She is definitely full of Bravo Sierra. The individuals that are posting that they are happy about the assassination of anyone show how evil this world has become. 804, Jeff, Dot Heffron should immediately resign from her position at the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond or be fired. Well, the Federation has released a statement that says she is suspended and they are doing an investigation. We'll get to more of that as we head through the afternoon. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. We've got rain moving in, just FYI. Some places probably seeing it already, but we're definitely going to have it throughout the evening and the overnight. And tomorrow looks like it's going to be a total washout. Weather-wise, same thing for Wednesday. So just be aware of it. I mean, it's okay for the grass and the plants and the trees and all that other good stuff. But we haven't seen heavy rains in a bit. So we might see some road oils coming up, stuff like that. Just, again, something to bear in mind. Joe Moreno is going to be with us at 5:35, former federal prosecutor. Two things I need to address with Joe. One of them relates to the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and that is, will it be state charges or federal charges? Because we're hearing about both of them in play. As a former federal prosecutor, Joe Moreno will offer some insight. And in addition, Joe has been researching what is actually required in Virginia to remove an elected official from their post. Obviously, this is about that Dot Heffron in Chesterfield County. And there is a mechanism, just so you know. It's not the recall that we see in many other states, but there is a method that the citizens in Chesterfield County can utilize to remove Dot Heffron from her elected post as a member of the Chesterfield County School Board. She says she's going to resign, but she's not going to do it till the end of December, which, frankly, to me, says it's going to disrupt the school board activities for the next couple of months. And she's trying to do it for political cover. But we'll chat with Joe at 5:35. All right. Lots of other issues that we do need to address. And retirement, financial freedom, financial independence, whichever word you want to utilize. Now, retirement, most of us think of an age, right? Well, you got to be 63 or 65 or 67. Financial freedom, financial independence, you can be any age that you want. You could be 61 and say, well, yeah, that's it. I don't actually have to go to work anymore. You could be 31 and say, I've got enough that I'm good to go. The way that Heidi and I are able to declare financial independence is because Carl Carlson and the team at Carlson Financial are our folks. For years now, Carl's been working with us, protecting our assets, growing our assets, making sure we're doing tax planning and what have you. And Carl's kind enough to join us every Monday afternoon. Carl, thank you for being here, sir.
Great to be here, Jeff.
Let's
nice
talk
few days on the market.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you about. I mean, if it continues this way, there are going to be a lot of folks very happy to open those statements, correct?
Yes. So we, for our growth investments, mm-hmm. are more focused on tech and a very specific type of tech, though. But so it tracks the NASDAQ.
Okay.
And it's the NASDAQ that's been doing the best. Mm-hmm. And the last 5 days in a row, it's at all-time highs.
Wow.
So if it keeps up like that, the statements are going to look really, really good. But you never know what can happen.
Oh, it's true. True.
So this is an opportune time for those out there that have investments that have hit all-time highs to think about. Do I need some money for something coming up down the road?
Mm-hmm.
If I do, now might be a good time to take a few chips off the table and set it aside so that if the market does take a dive in a couple of months or 6 months when you needed the money, you've already capitalized on a lot of upside in the market. So, or if you are feeling like you want a little bit more money safe.
Yes.
Because it is quite volatile, up mm-hmm. and down and up and down. And now would be a great time to sell the more aggressive, maybe riskier investments while they're at all-time highs, sell them and move it into something safe. Money market accounts, CDs, annuities, whatever fits your plan. But now is a great time. Now, when do most people sell their risky, more aggressive investments to move them to safety?
When it's too late. And that would be my answer, right?
So you are exactly right. Yeah. When it drops and it drops and it drops, and the news is saying that it's going to keep dropping, and people finally get to a point where they say, I can't. If it goes down any further, I can't deal with it, so I'm getting out.
Yeah.
And they take massive losses.
Yeah.
So you got to build your plan right so you're not dealing with that. And then you got to know when to hold them and when to fold them.
Yeah.
And that's what we help our clients, just walk through that every day. So you're never in that position.
Well, Carl, let me ask you, and I remind everybody, Carl Carlson is here from Carlson Financial, and I make an effort every time I talk about Carl to point out he's my financial guy. He and the team at Carlson Financial are responsible for me and Heidi and the boys a little bit, but Julia forever and ever. So I don't mind. I mean, no intense details, but where am I, Carl? Are you looking at my stuff? Because Lord knows I'm not calling you, telling you to sell or hold or, you know, invest in 3x5 cards. What the heck do I know? I mean, I leave it up to you and the experts. So are we getting out of what we have in the NASDAQ, or are we riding this further? What's our game plan?
You've got your solid safety bucket in place.
Yep.
So we're riding these returns, and we'll do that for a couple of more years.
Okay.
Because I think one of the keys is also that we have investments that are, I believe, are going to do really well from AI.
Oh.
Now, they're not just AI companies, small companies. It could be very risky. I read another article today that we may be in a AI bubble or something like that. Well, that's the big winners and losers in that will be the ones that own the small companies, the startup companies, the ones that are very risky. So we're tied more to big mega companies, let's say a company like Microsoft,
mm-hmm.
that will benefit from all the AI. So, and I think we're going to see a great ride there for the next several years.
Excellent. Well, I like that. Hey, I got to ask you a question, which is probably going to sound kind of silly to some, but is Social Security still a thing, right? I mean, every time I hear about it, they seem to be moving the goalpost, or we're adding another year until you retire, or you got to have blonde hair to be able to retire, or whatever. I mean, just some silliness. But then there's also talk about, quote, Trump accounts. And I, for the life of me, I don't know. Am I looking at Social Security? Is that like a real big part of the plan, or is it just a little piece of it?
Well, we're not depending on it in your plan.
Right.
Currently, about 30% of retirees in the U.S., that's all they have is Social Security.
Wow.
So, to your listeners, don't be in that position. That you want to build a plan where you are not reliant on Social Security, or at least you're not heavily reliant on Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have been putting money out of your paycheck into Social Security.
Right.
You deserve to get that Social Security, but it is likely to be, if you're not taking it yet, let's say you're under 62, you will most likely begin to see changes. Maybe you're going to have to wait another year longer.
Okay.
Full retirement age might not be 67, might be 68. And so there could be changes coming.
Right.
Hopefully they don't make changes where if you have too much money, they lower your Social Security. Although there's always rumors of that. But because you paid for it, you should get it.
That's right.
But just don't rely on it. I think like the Trump account and the privatization of Social Security, I think there's some good there, but that's going to be really, really hard to figure out a balance because those that are living on Social Security only are people that aren't good at managing money. So those you don't want them to be managing that money on the private side. So it's tricky.
Well, Carl, this whole thing is tricky. Even when you you know a thing or two about it, it's still tricky, which, well, it's the reason that I asked you and your team to please help us out and figure out what's best for us and when we can fly that financial independence flag, because I don't want to wait till I'm 68 or 105 or whatever the age is when they finally get around to it, and you're getting it done. So I always appreciate that. Now, Carl, I always urge people to go to connectwithcarlson.com and download that free retirement toolkit. But besides that, how do they reach out to you and the team?
They can reach out to us at CarlsonFinancial.com, or they can call us at 844-CARLSON.
Okay, 844-CARLSON. Excellent. Carl, I, again, always appreciate you being here on the air. I appreciate you off the air. We're looking forward to seeing you very, very soon, actually, and kind of doing our little tune-up, our maintenance, change the oil, look at the investments. There's going to be a PowerPoint involved, right? There's going to be a slideshow. I know it. There's going to be graphs.
Right.
Yeah, graphs and numbers. I knew it.
The best.
Yeah. Well, we're coming anyway. Doesn't matter. I'm looking forward to it. Carl, thank you, my friend. That is Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. Yes, sir. CarlsonFinancial.com. 844-CARLSON. 446. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, is this Dot Heffron still the Director of Women's Philanthropy at the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond? They issued a statement the other day which said she is suspended while they investigate this. That's something they stated publicly. I don't know anything else about it. I'm sure as it develops, we'll hear one way or the other. My concern is that, frankly, she should not remain on the Chesterfield County School Board. I think it's an embarrassment. I think it's an affront and an insult to everybody who has a student inside the Chesterfield County Schools. It's an insult to anybody and everybody who's paying tax dollars to support the Chesterfield Schools. So we'll talk more about that with Joe Moreno. We'll do that at 5:35. We'll talk as well about whether there should be federal charges laid against the suspected assassin of Charlie Kirk. Because there's talk about that. And I don't know which way. I mean, I know the state charge is pretty straightforward. I don't know about these federal charges that are a possibility. But Joe will know, and we'll talk with him about that. Folks have asked about changes in behavior. We'll talk a little bit about that at the top of the hour. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., make sure you're joining Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. It is a must-listen to every single day. Starts at 6. 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRB.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.